It's Wednesday, May 17th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Cybersecurity researchers said Monday, it looks like that unprecedented global cyber attack last week may be linked to North Korea. The cyber attack affected more than 300,000 computers in 150 countries. Fox News reports that the last ISIS holdout is in Mosul, Iraq. The U.S. spokesman said that ISIS is about to be defeated. Meanwhile, William Stark of International Christian Concern told The Worldview that the defeat of ISIS has enabled many Christians to move back to Iraq.
A couple of families moved back. They were safe. Other people who were living in the IDP situation in Erbil are looking at me like, okay, well, our neighbor moved back. They were safe, so now maybe we can go back. And I think you're just going to kind of see this trickle turning into a flood of people moving back because they've seen other people do it.
Stark told The Worldview that Christians who return will be rebuilding their lives from the ground up.
They're going to, one, have to rebuild their homes. A number of people are going back and they're seeing that their homes were burned. Two, you have some areas where entire neighborhoods were actually leveled by airstrikes. So in the operation, ISIS was hiding amongst their home. It got leveled, like entire areas, entire neighborhoods.
The only thing that Father James Linton, an Anglican priest, was guilty of was praying outside the San Bernardino, California Planned Parenthood abortion mill for women and babies entering the facility. For that, he was summarily arrested last November. According to Life Legal Defense Foundation, his trespassing charges have been dropped, which was the just outcome since Father Linton stayed on the public sidewalk and never stepped onto the abortion mill's property. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter." Yesterday morning, President Donald Trump defended conversations he had with Russian officials following a report that he had discussed classified information with them. The Washington Post reported Monday that President Trump shared classified information with the Russian ambassador during an Oval Office meeting last week. The liberal media is pressing for impeachment proceedings in their interviews with Democratic congressmen. The family of the Democratic National Committee staffer, Seth Rich, who was gunned down on July 10th in Washington, D.C., blasted reports that he was a source of emails leaked to WikiLeaks, reports Fox News. However, a retired Washington homicide detective and Fox News contributor named Rod Wheeler made the WikiLeaks claim in a story first reported Monday night by Fox 5 DC. Another federal investigator, who requested anonymity, said 44,053 emails and 17,761 attachments between Democratic National Committee leaders spanning from January 2015 through late May of 2016 were transferred from Mr. Rich to Gavin McFadden, a now-deceased American investigative reporter and director of WikiLeaks, who was living in London at the time before May 21st. On July 22nd, just 12 days after Rich was killed, WikiLeaks published internal DNC emails that appeared to show top party officials conspiring to stop Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont from becoming the party's presidential nominee. That controversy resulted in Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigning as DNC chairperson. Although Christianity is on the rise in countries such as China, where Christians face intense persecution, research shows it is on the decline in other countries such as the UK, reports Christian Headlines. According to a study conducted by the Benedict Center for Religion and Society, undertaken by St. Mary's University in Twickenham, for every one person who converts to Christianity in the UK, 26 believers abandon their faith and become atheists or agnostics. Jude 1:17 through 18 says, "But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts." And finally, a California couple wanted their wedding to be more of a mountaintop experience. So James Sisson and Ashley Schmider climbed Mount Everest for 3 weeks before saying, "I do," at the 17,000-foot base camp. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.